Hello, friends. My name is Belinda, and my podcast is about a social experiment called The Circle Brazil. I hope you enjoy it. The Circle Brazil is a series on Netflix where participants compete for a cash prize of 300,000 reais, which is approximately $65,000. The experiment begins with 9 contestants, and more are added along the way as others are eliminated. Contestants live together in the same apartment building, yet are isolated from each other and may only communicate through a program called The Circle, which is activated by voice command and works like a social network. Each person is responsible for creating a profile that may or may not contain true or false information, and from there they start playing the game. They are allowed to make alliances, exchange private messages, create groups, and everything else we are used to doing on social networks. A ranking is defined for each round, and the most popular participants are known as influencers. This group is responsible for deciding who will be blocked from the game during that round. The key is that influencers change each round based on overall group rankings. Unlike the Circle USA, the Brazilian version specifically boasted having a more interesting plot with dynamic characters full of authenticity. Of course, there were the famous fake profiles that used pictures of friends, other names, just to be popular. But the Circle Brazil claimed to prove that far beyond the fake and the standard beauty, what makes you popular on a social network is the authenticity and uniqueness of your profile. However, it is no secret that there is a social sleight of hand that disguises the realities of Brazilian racial inequity. According to Nascimento, anyone who speaks of racism or merely refers to another person as black traditionally is seen as racist. The only acceptably non-racist attitude is silence. This was very apparent on this series. The contestants had lots of chats about their lives, sexuality, and social status, but not much at all about race. The most interesting aspect to me about the series and why I chose it for my presentation is that although the Brazilian contestants are more fun and livelier than those in the US, they are also whitewashed and still do not reflect the majority of races and faces of the country, especially the blonde-haired, blue-eyed host. And to add insult to injury, even the US version of The Circle displays more diversity by showcasing a black host. Though in recent years, Brazilians have often rejected earlier notions of Brazil's racial equality, the fact is that racism continues because of the popular and widespread conception that racism either is not as virulent in Brazil as it is in other countries, or that it is a problem primarily associated with class and not biology. As pointed out earlier, the contestants are allowed to catfish, and many of them did. But note that none of them chose to portray a black profile. And one of the lighter-skinned non-binary contestants chose a white male profile, stating that they couldn't lose as a white hetero male. As you can see from the finalists, they're still not what we would expect to see from what we have learned about the population of Brazil. Lastly, spoiler alert, I'm proud to share that Mariana won by being mostly herself. She used all of her own photos and exuded body positivity within her full figure. The only lie she told was that she was a professional singer, which she is not. She kept all her alliances throughout the game, and that is ultimately how she won. Beauty can be understood as an immaterial form of value that Jaren calls effective capital, which maps onto and intensifies the social hierarchies of Brazilian society. Also noting the subtle ways in which beauty is laden with effective value within everyday social practices, thus becoming the terrain upon which race, class, and gender hierarchies are reproduced and contested in Brazil. In conclusion, Mariana showed us all that beauty truly is much more than skin deep. I hope everyone can enjoy the series, yet still notice many of the undertones that are shared.